Today is a wonderful solemnity, one of the highest feast days of the church, of Christ the King of the universe, Christ the King of all things visible and invisible, Christ the Lord and King of all creation. It's interesting to note that on that stained glass window of the Christ the King, we have the image of Christ as King. He's sitting on a throne. It's just right over there. It's not as bright as the other ones. I think there's a tree outside. But if you go closer, you can see it. And what's remarkable is what's underneath that image. There is an image of the Parliament buildings in Ottawa. And I'm told that it's very rare for a Catholic church to have a window with the Parliament buildings in it. Usually we have other or more religious things, but for some reason we have the Parliament buildings. And it's probably there for a reason. And the reason is to indicate that all earthly authority has its power from Christ the King. All earthly authority derives all its ability to govern from Christ. In that case, we have the obligation and the duty to obey the lawful civil authority. Because we are called to be obedient to God, to honor our mother and our father, and by extension, we are called to obey those who are in lawful authority. However, that authority is not absolute. It can go away from Christ's reign, and instead serve its own interests. And that's when it begins to lose its power. So that reminds us that all earthly authority is never absolute. It always has a check and balance, and its check and balance is always the Ten Commandments, God's law. So in that way, it also reminds us that each earthly authority is passing. Prime ministers will come and go. Presidents will come and go. Earthly kings and rulers will come and go. State leaders of states come and go. Mayors come and go. Premiers come and go. Governors come and go. All these individuals come and go. But yet Christ the King reigns forever. He reigns eternally. He reigns supreme forever and ever. He is the Lord of all creation. All creation bends down to him and worships him as the true king. Not a false king, but a true king. Now you may ask me, that's a very nice thing you just said, Father Stephen. But what does this mean for me here? I recognize civil authority. I'm not an anarchist. I recognize that authority is to be obeyed. But what does this mean for me? How can Christ the King have any meaning for my life here? And the answer is very simple. Christ is King of the universe. He is throned everywhere in the whole universe. But he wants to be enthroned in our hearts. He wants to be king of our hearts, king of our soul, king of our mind, king of our desires, so that we always seek what is God's first of all. It's interesting that this feast of Christ the King always falls around just before or just after the Black Friday sales, where if you've seen in the news, people line up a day in advance, they camp out, and as soon as those doors open to these stores, they just rush right in. Some of them, they're crawling, breaking down the gates just to get in. People are trampled so that they can fight over their TV sets. It makes you wonder, if someone came from a different planet and saw that, and they were asked, who do you think is their king? They'll probably answer, it's probably Samsung, or it's probably Sony PlayStation, or it's Hitachi, or it's this and that. Who is your king? Who is your number one priority? Is it God, or is it these other things? You know, it's very good to get involved in sports and to get involved in entertainment, to buy these things. But I've got to remember that we shouldn't own them. They don't own us. They are not our king. We are the masters over them, not them over us. Instead, Christ is our only master. Christ is our only Lord. Christ is our only king. So this means that when we go on holidays, which is a very good thing to do, one of the first things we plan for is to go to Sunday Mass, or at least make an effort, an honest effort, to try to attend Sunday Mass. This means that we always pray wherever we are, that in good times and bad, we always make time for God. So today we have to ask ourselves, who is our King? Is it Jesus, the Lord of the universe? Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again and now reigns supreme? Or is it these other things? Do these other things have mastery over us? Who is your king?